Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Subscribe to Inclusion Revolution Radio, wherever you get your podcasts.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, the average garage door is made up of 1.3-millimeter aluminum panels. Something you probably do know, your neighbor likes to tinker with his dirt bike. Something you probably don't know, a runaway dirt bike can take out your garage door and a good portion of your car bumper. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
This is Stacking the Box with NFL insider Matt Verderam and Mark Carman. 31-9. If you had that before the game today, you are the only person in America slash the world that knew the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were going to get the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes and company were not going to score a touchdown. Verma, I got some thoughts on Brady and the Bucs that impresses me the most, but how are you? I know this is not your favorite day of all time, even though you are at home at your parents' house watching the Super Bowl, which is not a bad thing, but it did not go the Chiefs' way today.
I'm fine. You know, look, it was disappointing. Obviously, you know, you're a fan of a team, it would have been great if the Chiefs had won and gone back to back. But I think it was oddly made easier by the fact that it was just so thorough and ass kicking that it was like, well, they just weren't as good. Just straight up. I mean, I think it's harder if you lose the way Seattle lost years ago, you know, like where you feel like, man, we should have won that game. You feel like you'll let one get away. The Chiefs just weren't as good as Tampa in this game. Like, were they as good over the course of the season? Yeah. But were they as good on Sunday? Hell no. They weren't even close. So I think if you're realistic, and I always try to take myself out of being a fan when I do these things, look, the Buccaneers deserve to not only win, but to win big. They dominated the game. All these Chiefs fans who like to complain about the officiating, look, man, the officiating wasn't great. That had nothing to do with how you lost that game. You got waxed. From start to finish, you lost because you couldn't block anybody, which was the one way we talked about. Thought, man, if the Bucs are going to win, that's how. Well, that's how. That and the Chiefs making a bunch of mistakes combined for what was a great game by Tampa. 9 points, no touchdowns, an unbelievable job by Todd Bowles and company.
Yeah, I mean, look, it was at the end of the game, I'm like, you might as well get Mahomes out of there. The dude's getting killed. Yes. Like you might as well play for next season. And I think, you know, one thing you mentioned is Todd Bowles. One thing that really benefited the Bucs was the November 29th game and Tyreek Hill going crazy and Tampa realizing that that's not the right way to scheme this team. And they did a phenomenal job, just an absolute clinic on how to contain the Chiefs. Nobody saw that coming to the level that knew they were going to make adjustments, but this was over the top impressive.
It was great, and you're right. You're right. If they don't play Week 12, maybe that's the game plan the Bucs come out with, and it's a totally different deal. But you know what? Give them credit. They adjusted. The Chiefs didn't. Bowles was phenomenal. Brady really was nothing spectacular in the game. Didn't have to be. He barely threw for 200 yards, but who cares? He didn't make any big mistake. He did have the one pick, but it got called back. To me, when it's 31-9, the turning point is the national anthem. Okay, let's be real here. But I thought the turning point in the game, the Chiefs come out. Defensively, they're good early. They get up 3-0. Tampa scores. Okay. But it's 7-3, and then the Chiefs let the Bucs go down the field on them again. It looks like it's about to become 14-3, and they stuff them at the goal line in what would rightfully so be forgotten. But it was a great goal line stand in the moment. And the Chiefs get the ball. They hit Hill for a 14 or 15-yard completion right out of the chute. And then Kelce drops a third down pass. Hits him right in the hands. They punt the ball. They get a 60-yard punt, and Pringle makes a great tackle. They flip the field. Nope, penalty, coming back. And it was a penalty. They held him. Townsend shanks the punt. Bucs get great field position. The Chiefs pick Brady off. Now, I will say on that play, I thought that was a horrible call. To me, that is not a hold on Cervera's word. I don't think it's really even close to a hold. But the call happens. The Chiefs then hold him to a field goal. Two effing guys are in the neutral zone. Could have called it on either one of them. Take the field goal off the board. Give them the ball back. And then they score a touchdown. That, to me, was, in essence, the game, along with the fact the Chiefs couldn't block. I mean, you cannot make that amount of mistakes in the game and think that you're going to win when you're playing a very good Bucs team, a hot Bucs team. It just wasn't to be.
There was a certain amount of arrogance that the Chiefs had in this game that is understandable when you have Patrick Mahomes, you are the Super Bowl champions, but attention to
Progressive presents today's to-do list for your cat.
Take a nap. Meow till I get food, walk away from food, move to couch, see human, give cold shoulder. Take a nap. Meow till I get
your
food.
Your pet has a very busy schedule, so it's up to you to make sure they're protected. That's why Progressive Car Insurance covers your pets for up to $1,000 if they're ever in a car accident with you.
Move to couch, aggressively clean myself. Take a nap. Meow till I get food.
Get coverage for your pets with anti-auto policy from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with a purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Detail that you're talking about lining up in the neutral zone, even that call, like, this is where I'm a little bit, I'm extremely liberal. Don't call that. It didn't impact the play. It's so inconsequential. It's not in the spirit of the game. I hate that call. The holding call was awful too. But look, Tom Brady and the Bucs have the football and you're down eight and it's the end of the first half. You're not calling timeout.
No, that's brutal. Yeah, I didn't even bother to bring that up because I think at that point they were going to get plowed anyway. But yes, that was Andy. Go to half, man.
Right.
I mean, Jesus, 14-6 after the way they played in the first half, that would have been a victory.
Right. And then you're getting the football to start the second half. Dude, you're fine. You're not desperate. Don't be this arrogant, whatever it was. And you want to call the first timeout. Okay, I don't agree. It's third and what was it, two? And one, you're going to call another one?
Yeah, I know. What are you doing?
Dude, what are you doing?
The Buccaneers were going to go to half, and the Chiefs and listen, and I'm going to say this off the top because I know people are thinking it. I am not going to get into all the stuff with Britt Reid. I'm not. All I'll say is what happened is awful, and I hope that that little girl in the hospital gets her health back and lives a long, happy life. Okay. I don't know if anything played into it. They emotionally just seemed completely dead on arrival. Just never had any – they're a team that's very – I mean, Kelsey's always exuberant. Mahomes is always exuberant. There was none of that at all. They were very rote. They were very almost detached. Now, again, that could simply just be from early on in the game, they were just getting their just ball handed back to them and getting crushed. So that's why I'm saying I'm staying away from this because I don't know why. I'm not insinuating that that's because of the Britt Reid stuff. I just know people will go there with it. They just seemed very unemotional, which is bizarre for a team that for years, that is like a calling card of them.
Right. And I mean, you just brought it up. So, and I think you should bring it up and they're talking about it all over the place. Look, everybody knows that, just to state the obvious here, football is not nearly as important as real life. And so did it cost them the game? Well, at the end of the day, who cares if it did? But so I think everybody understands that. But if we are like trying to dissect in some pseudo psychological way, did it have an impact? I don't know. I mean, I would bet it did. It's his son who is in an incredibly horrendous scenario who's it's not the first time that he's had allegedly trouble with alcohol, all of it, so it's like it's a lot, man. Of course it had an effect, and at the end of the day, of course, the most important thing is this little girl by a million miles. But if we're looking for stuff that's in there, but just getting away from it, you can't win a football game if you're running for your life. And Patrick Mahomes, he was pressured 29 times. It's the most pressures that that any Super Bowl quarterback has ever faced in the history of the NFL. I mean, it was unbelievable.
They were awful. They couldn't block anybody. And you know, you're going to get the talking heads on Monday morning who are going to say Mahomes played terribly in this game. Mahomes was unbelievable at times in the game. I mean, how many times did he extend plays and extend plays and extend plays? And he was halfway to the ground and he'd hit a guy and they dropped the ball. He threw two touchdown passes that hit his receivers in the face mask and they were dropped. I mean, I don't know what else you could have asked of the guy.
Right. I don't think people are going to be saying that. And look, like I tweeted out at halftime, like, dear Patrick Mahomes, can you please come and rescue us? Because we're literally doing nothing from a coaching standpoint, from a catching the football standpoint, from a blocking standpoint, and from a defensive standpoint. They're rolling down the field on us. And he couldn't literally do it by himself. We learned that. But if you don't block at all, even with some of the talent around him, he can't do it all by himself. But look, the thing that scares me about this for the Chiefs, and I'm sure they'll rectify their offensive line, but he's so damn talented that he's going to put himself in harm's way. He's such a competitor. And that's your biggest concern that, you know, I mean, look, the guy, I mean, he's getting cracked by three guys. He's getting his body's getting torqued in all sorts of ways. Then you worry you're going to, you know, that he's going to suffer a serious, serious injury. So, but let me just flip to Tampa real fast here. You know, Tom Brady's not the fastest guy to ever play the position. He doesn't have the strongest arm. He's not the most accurate, but his legacy of somebody who gets the most out of himself every single year, every single game, seemingly every single day. I mean, this is just like people lose motivation over time. And this dude just keeps going and it's incredible.
It is incredible.
It's incredible. Yeah.
You know what I think of him? Because I've seen some people now recently say, well, is he Michael Jordan? You know who he reminds me of? I don't think he's Michael Jordan. And I don't mean that as an insult by any stretch. He's Bill Russell.
Yeah.
That's who he is.
Yes.
Right? Like, Bill Russell's the greatest winner of all time in NBA history. Like, Bill Russell, well, you might even know off the top of your head, what did he win, 9, 10 titles?
11 out of 13.
Okay.
And he was obviously not as talented as Wilt, but he beat him. Now the Celtics had a better team, but
Wilt also had Elgin Baylor and Jerry West. Some of them still couldn't freaking do it.
Lost at the end. Yes, I think this is a phenomenal comment by you.
But he's Bill Russell. Bill Russell is not the greatest, most talented player, but he got everything out of himself. He demanded everything out of those around him. He's the greatest winner ever, right? Brady is Bill Russell. Like Jordan, like Mahomes is more Jordan-esque to me.
Sure.
Because Jordan would do things that just your draw drops. Like, oh my God, like how Mahomes is like that. Like, I don't think people live in awe or fear of Brady's physical attributes. Or like Jordan, not that he was like the strongest guy in the world, but you lived in fear of Jordan's athletic ability to just annihilate you. You do the same with Mahomes. You don't do that with Brady. But you lived in fear of Bill Russell because you're like, son of a bitch, he's just going to find a way. He's going to win. He's going to find some way to do it. He's going to have some edge. He's going to make a great play in the big spot. That's Brady. That, to me, is – like, you could argue it anyways. To me, that is how I look at those guys.
I completely agree. I think it's a phenomenal call. He is the Bill Russell of the NFL. I mean, incredible talent, phenomenal winner, going to grab all the rebounds and going to make all the throws, whatever, however you want to break it, you know, basketball, right, football down. But and it's just incredible. The longevity is incredible. And the will to want to do it year after, you know, you're playing football. It's not like you're walking up and like, I don't want to take anything away from anything.
Well, but you're getting beat up, man.
Get the crap kicked out of you.
You're not pitching in baseball.
Right.
You're getting knocked around.
It's unbelievable. And the Gronk part of this was a nice little cherry on the Sunday for him. I mean, six catches and couple of touchdowns. 14 touchdowns now in the Super Bowl, Brady and Gronk. That passes Montana and Rice, by the way.
In the postseason. 12.
In the post, yeah, in the Super Bowl.
In the
postseason. Okay.
In the postseason.
In the postseason. My bad. Yeah.
An incredible job. Okay, Gronk comes out of retirement and was not Gronk of old, but was good and was great in the playoffs when you need him. I mean, Brady just went out and beat Breeze, Rodgers, and Mahomes.
Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah.
Those are the three first ballot Hall of Famers.
Right.
I get Breeze is washed up like Rodgers and Mahomes aren't. And it's an incredible job. Give full credit to their defense. They played great down the stretch. I mean, to shut down Rodgers and Mahomes is just brilliant. Todd Bowles, all the credit in the world to Todd Bowles. They did everything they had to do. I don't think the playing at home mattered. They could have played that game at Arrowhead. I mean, really, who cares? That game, give them all the credit in the world for the way they performed, the way they played, the way they executed. Hey, I say this a lot, and I've said it on the pod before. Football is not a best of seven. It's a best of 60. You got 60 minutes. You know, if it's a best of seven, maybe the Chiefs come back. Say, okay, we're going to adjust, do some things. Maybe, you know, now with the offensive line, I don't know what they could have done, honestly. I really don't. But you get the point. In football, the Buccaneers just kicked their ass. They were just better. I mean, there's just no two. They were the better team. Just like 2 weeks ago, the Chiefs were just better than the Bills. And you watch that game and said, you know what, man? Those two teams could have played 10 times. The Chiefs would have just won.
Introducing Under Armour's Infinity High Sports Bra. Its ergonomic design is molded to support the natural movement of your body. With cord-out padding, the better breathability eliminates extra bulk without sacrificing support. And quick-dry padding is Under Armour's fastest-drying padding yet. When you're lifting heavy, running fast, and pushing yourself further than ever before, you need a bra that will help you go that extra mile and make you feel your best. Shop the Infinity High Sports Bra now at UA.com.
On all 10 of those games. They could have played this game 10 times over, and guess what? I hate to tell Kansas City, you would have lost all 10 times. They're better.
If you're going to protect like that, you're not going to beat them. And another thing too, the Bucs way more physical. I mean, just absolutely came out there with, you talk about the Chiefs' mojo and their energy. The Bucs' energy today was incredible. I mean, they were 100% all in. And Tampa, you know, just, you know, remember they were 7-5. They won their last eight games of the year. I mean, it's an impressive finish. And let me say one more thing about Brady, and it didn't matter and the Chiefs weren't going to come back, but late in the game, when the snap goes over, it goes through his hands and that ball's rolling around, it's like Kansas City's last chance to miraculously pick up the fumble, maybe you run it in, mojo changes, and all of a sudden some crazy comeback happens. Brady, this is a very small point, but Brady did a great job of going back and just fell on the ball, didn't let it scoot out, was fundamental enough just to, you know, not do anything other than fall right on it, and then they kick a field goal. And it mattered a little bit. It was 28-9. You pick that up, you get a touchdown, 28-17, you know, you're hanging around.
I thought, to me, the best part about Brady's game tonight was just the mistakes he didn't make. Now, you could argue that there should have been a pick in there, although even that was a batted ball. That wouldn't have been necessarily on Brady. He didn't make any mistakes. And I get Mahomes through two picks. Look, those were also batted balls that got screwed. You know, I mean, and he was just out there basically trying to make something happen for those two picks. The difference in the game was Kansas City took a million penalties and they couldn't block. And Brady was never touched and they didn't screw up. They didn't make mistakes. Like ultimately, that was the game. And that's fine. Like sometimes that is the game. Like that's football. That's sports. Like if you don't screw up, generally you're going to win if you're a good team, if you're talented. Tampa played as well as it could have. I've watched every second of every Chiefs game probably for 20 years. That was the worst the Chiefs have played under Mahomes ever by a wide margin. It's probably the worst game they've played in Andy Reid's tenure there. I can't think of one worse off the top of my head. It's got to be. It's got to be the worst one. They just got plowed. That's it. Yeah. Sometimes it's that easy, man. It really is.
By the way, if you want more in-depth analysis on this, you can check out the Arrowhead Addict podcast as well, which you sat down with Patrick Allen, and you guys have been doing a great job over there. Just a couple NFL points before we get on out of here tonight. Number one, let me mention this. January 2013, Vertaram, the Chicago Bears were looking for a head coach. You know who they interviewed?
Andy Reid?
Bruce Arians. Arians really wanted the job. Wanted to embrace the challenge of Chicago. Didn't hire him. Bears GM at the time, Phil Emery, you know who he hired?
They hired Mark Trestman.
They hired Mark effing Trestman.
Yeah, they did. It's not good, man. It's not good.
Second oldest coach to win a Super Bowl. Congratulations to Bruce Arians. Unbelievable.
Well, forgive me for – I do not take this as a pot shot at you, sir, but it's something I wrote about in my column. Like, I get if you're a Chief fan, and I'm saying this because I know a lot of people who listen to this show are, so if you're not, forgive me for 30 seconds. But if you're a Chief fan, be hurt, be upset you lost the game. Be incredibly grateful that you've gone to back-to-back Super Bowls. You've hosted three straight AFC titles. You won one. Like, I'm sitting here and I'm looking at the news this morning, and like the Bears are looking to give up a number one pick reportedly for Carson Wentz. And it's just like, what, like, you could be in that spot, or you could be like,
right,
you could be any of these other teams. And it's like, yeah, okay, great. The Lions got Goff. Like, cool. You're going to win five games next year, right? Like, I think sometimes there's something to be said for the gratitude of knowing that you're in a great spot and dealing with it and dealing with a setback. And you're right. Like, yeah, the Bears could add Arians and they could add Mahomes, whatever. We all know this, Watson, whatever. And now it's like, they're going to go all in on Carson Wentz apparently.
Because they have to. I mean, it's like, what are their options? You've got, if they were running it intelligently, you would move on from Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace, but you're not. So those guys are trying to win. You going to wait around and try to get Deshaun Watson? I would, but
I would too.
You know, but they're not going to do that. The chances of getting him are next to none. So they're not going to hope for 3%. Who's the best guy they can get? Well, Carson Wentz nearly won an MVP. He was great 2 years ago. Yeah, he sucked this year, but that team was a total train wreck. I mean, what are their options? I get why it's happening. I mean, what better play do they have out there? There isn't one. You going to bring in Ryan Fitzpatrick? I mean,
no,
what do you do?
I'll tell you what I would do though. I would go trade if you're going to go the route of the trade. I'd trade for Sam Darnold.
Okay, how much are you paying for Darnold, and what the hell is he?
You know, I'll tell you right now. I talked to multiple GMs about this like 2 weeks ago, and I said, give me an idea. What would you trade for him if you were in the market? And it ranged from maybe a late first to probably a day two pick. So let's just say if you're the Bears, so let's say it's first round pick. Okay. Like, he's 23. Wentz is 28. Wentz is on the hook. You're on the hook with Wentz for $130 million. Like, Darnold, you're on the hook for 1 year and an option. Like, I just, like, to me, I would take Darnold a million times out of a million and say maybe the Jets just sucks damn much. You had no shot there.
Right.
Beats the hell out of Carson Wentz, who got benched and then cried about it all the way through the end of the season, right? I mean, am I crazy?
Listen, You want to take a flyer on Sam Darnold? I'm fine with it. I think it's a better play than Wentz. But if you're the Bears, or if you're – forget about the Bears. If you're Pace and Nagy, and you have to win this year, you have to. You got to – you know more about Wentz than you do about Darnold. Darnold's a bigger roll of the dice. I'm not saying it's wrong, but in their position, they feel at least mostly what they know what they're getting with Wentz, right? And they don't feel that with Darnold. That's why this is happening. And these idiots too. I mean, they you know, this is also why it's happening. Is because they, you know, they love people that they're familiar with. It's just why Foles ended up here. It's why Trubisky got drafted. All this just insanity. All right, couple other things here. I just quick notes from around the NFL. I figure we should touch on real quick. Okay. So the Panthers, by the way, were bidding for Matthew Stafford. Do you believe that Adam Schefter had that report? Do you see that?
I believe it. Yeah. I'm sure that, you know, they, Denver, Washington, Indy. Yeah.
And the other NFL news is that the Texans are, continue to say they will not trade Deshaun Watson. Are you buying that? What are your sources saying?
I mean, my understanding is that they've just scorched that relationship so badly. They are going to be up against it. They're going to have a tough road ahead. I don't know how they regain trust. And then, like, they went out and fired, like, the equipment manager. And it's like, what are you doing? It's so bizarre. But, like, sources in the league tell me that the reality is that they're being run like a carnival sideshow. I had one source who's been in the league for over 25 years say to me, if Jack Easterby walked in front of my face, I'd have no idea who he is. I've never seen him. I've never met him. Had nice things to say about Nick Caserio. Said he might be a little over his head, but thought he was a football guy, a good guy, cared about doing a good job. Literally was like, I don't know who Jack Easterby is as a human being, and he's running the entire franchise. Not great. And that's kind of the echoing sentiment that I've talked to with people over and over and over. So it's not good, man. I wouldn't be shocked if they just dug their heels into, we're not going to trade him and that's it. But I don't know. That seems like an unrepairable relationship.
We'll obviously be digging a ton into the offseason coming up here, so we can leave it at that. But let's just wrap up with Super Bowl 55. I just want to give the NFL credit. I thought the pregame was phenomenal. There was just a very different tone. I don't exactly know how to put it, but I was in the fields before the game. I thought they did a nice job. And look, I know there's a ton of hypocrisy out there. Maybe they can't be trusted, but they're doing things differently. I mean, even Roger Goodell's press conference this week, and they're talking about hiring minority coaches, and he just I'm disappointed that we only hired two. You know, there's no, you know, direct easy solution here,
right?
But I do think the NFL is making some positive steps.
You know what? I'll say this in the same vein. They played that whole season and didn't have to cancel one game. They didn't go in a bubble. And look, I get it. You want to sit there and criticize them about, well, you know, they should have had an extra week. Screw that. They did a great job this year.
They did.
Nothing's perfect. You're dealing with a ridiculously challenging and perfect situation. So anybody who wants to be a critic can just go out and be one, because it's the easiest thing in the world to do is bitch about something and have no better solution. I thought the NFL did a great job. 256 regular season games, all the playoff games. And you know what? In terms of quality, everything, that season was as good as any.
Yep.
And it ended with Mahomes and Rodgers and Allen and Brady as the final four, and Brady and Mahomes in the end. And the Bucs were a damn good team and a deserving champion. Like, I'm sorry. That year to me, as a fan, and as someone who covers the league, from whatever perspective you want to look at it, that was awesome. They did a great job. And my hope is that next year, come September, we have full stadiums again and we go back to having football as we know it. But, man, for all the challenges they faced, bravo to the NFL for the way they got it done.
Yeah, and September seems maybe slightly optimistic. Hopefully we can get there. But I think Super Bowl 56, you're going to have a full stadium. And it'll be great. And I don't like in sports. I always want sports to take its fine place where it is in sports. But I do think in the pandemic, it did serve an extra purpose this particular season. It was a welcome, I'm not gonna say needed, a welcome distraction for many to bring some normalcy back. I'm going to watch my NFL football team, and yeah, I'm not hearing the crowd like I used to hear it, but you know what? I really can't tell because I'm just watching the field, because that's what the camera's on anyway. And the NFL did a really positive thing. And the 7,500 healthcare workers in the stadium tonight, that was, I think, what I actually did get in the fields now remembering it. That was a sweet, sweet moment. People on the field getting honored. It was a great job. A great, great job. Varane, it's been a ton of fun this season, man.
Absolutely. appreciate having you on here with me every week, and I look forward to getting into the off season. Now all 32 teams back at it.
And I'll just close it out for you here. Well, you can jump in if you want, but we always end up the pod like, what's going on in your life? You just got Derrick Rose. He's a New York Knick. Tibbs, yeah. I'm incredibly jealous. Tibbs and Derrick back together again. So I know he's not the MVP Derrick. He's well past it, but he's still 14-4, and he's going to do more for you. And there's going to be a 50-point night in New York. So congratulations, buddy. You got Derrick Rose.
I'm fine with it. They gave up Dennis Smith Jr., who's as valuable as I am, and a second-round pick. He will play Austin Rivers' minutes. That's fine. He's better than Austin Rivers. So I'm good. He can mentor Emmanuel quickly.
That dude could play.
He's good, man.
Yeah.
He's a good player. So, they lost the Heat today. It's a little bit of a bum deal. They won yesterday. Nice, solid home win yesterday. Look, they beat the Blazers. I'll tell you what, man. Damian Lillard. I don't see him very often. That dude is ridiculous.
He is.
He is Steph Curry, but just in Portland.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but tell me about how it was watching the game with your dad, even though obviously the game didn't go right.
We had fun. It's the first time in 20 years we didn't want to drink Clorox watching the Knicks together. So it was good. It was good. They've sucked an unmitigated amount for 20 straight years. You know what, man? Not winning a championship any day soon, but quickly, Barrett, Randall, Robinson, four young dudes who can play, and they've got Thibodeau, and they got three picks next year, two in the first round. They got cap space. As long as we just keep Dolan locked in his office and take all of his ways to communicate out of his hands, I think it's actually on the upswing.
I was asking how I was watching the Super Bowl and you went to the Knicks game. You guys are having all sorts of sports weekends here. I love it.
I'm sorry. I thought you asked me about the Knicks game. You know what, man? Suck they lost the Super Bowl. 13-hour drives.
Underdog Fantasy is the fastest growing fantasy app and easiest place to play fantasy sports. Just jump on underdogfantasy.com or download the app, draft your team, and that's it. And if drafts aren't your thing, they also have a pick'em game where you can win 20 times your money in a single night. Use promo code RADIO, and Underdog will double your first deposit when you sign up with up to $100 in bonus cash. Deposit $100, get $100 free. That's promo code RADIO. Terms and conditions apply.
13-hour drive. I'll tell you what, I don't regret it. It was great. I had a lot of fun coming out and watching the game with him. It was, unfortunately, listen, as the game wore on, I basically started doing my column midway through the third quarter. It was pointless, and I didn't want to work till 3 a.m., but I don't regret it. No way. If I knew the result, I still would have came out. It is what it is. When you invest yourself as a fan, you run the risk of you might lose, and that's okay. That's what makes winning so much fun, right? I don't know. To me, I know people – some writers and journalists out there who might say you should renounce your fandom because that's what you do when you become a journalist. Fuck that. I got into this because I love football. And I love football because I grew up loving the Kansas City Chiefs. So to me, look, it doesn't bleed over in my writing and reporting, but man, dude, I love being passionate about it.
Dude, Mike Greenberg roots for the Jets. Michael Wilbon roots for the Bears. I mean, come on. Skip Bayless is a Cowboys fan, allegedly.
Skip Bayless is not even a human being.
Skip's had an unbelievable career. The guy doesn't get enough props for it. My guy Nick Wright, I believe he roots for the Kansas City Chiefs, and he had a sweet blazer that he was going to wear tomorrow, and that guy is going to eat a ton of it because
he's going to eat a godly amount. Yeah, tough time for him.
He's been killing Brady and everything. So, all right, thank you for listening to Stack in the Box. We appreciate it all season long. Please, if you have not, we'd love a comment and a rating, and we will see you coming up later in the week as we get into the offseason. Congratulations to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, your Super Bowl champion, Super Bowl 55.
The we're going family style deal.
Because I want a bite of your Big Mac.
And I need some of your Quarter Pounder.
I'll try your Filet-O-Fish.
There's a deal for every friend group at McDonald's. Order any two classics for just $6. Price of participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.